All right, welcome back. Today we're going to try to figure out what is one of the suburbs of Hesperia, has more large 4, 5, or additional bedroom homes and real estate than 97% of the neighborhoods in the entire United States. Yeah, you heard me right. Pretty amazing detail there, huh? So Oak Hills is in Victor Valley of the Mojave Desert. Velan is to the east, Hesperia is to the west. It straddles the 15 freeway. And it only has 4 churches listed. Velan and as their location, though the population is 9,123 as of the end of 2022. The closest churches are in Hesperia, Velan, and Victorville. So let's pray for the churches and ministries in this community and an expansion of them and as God moves in their midst. We thank you, Father, in Matthew 5:14, you say you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. We pray that Oak Hills will not be hidden, that it will be a city set on a hill, as its name is inclined, Oak Hills, that it straddles the freeway. We thank you that there are the churches that exist, the Solid Rock, a non-denominational, the Abundant Life of Oak Hills, also non-denominational, a Bible study discussion group of the High Desert, and a Victorville Thanksgiving Church, a Reverend Hoysen Choi, the Assembly of God. We also pray, God, for churches that will reach those that speak in other languages, those that live there that might speak Spanish or Korean or Chinese or any other language, Father. We pray for those also to rise up and maybe even be a part or branch of a church that exists. This is a large town of 9,000, at least that's a significant number. So we ask, God, that you would put on the hearts of those that are believers there, that would be intercessors, that would rise up and claim the city of Oak Hills for Jesus. We ask, God, for Bible studies for those who cannot attend a church to travel to another town, and that those who know the Lord would share their faith with boldness, that people would do neighborhood prayer walks as families or drives, focusing on divine opportunities to build relationships. We ask for laborers for this harvest, that hearts would be softened toward the gospel, that signs and wonders would follow that show the power of God and would bring people to Christ. We pray for an increase in home groups, house churches would develop with these large lots and the availability of homes, the size of the homes. And we pray, God, that people, by the end of this year, we will see such a work that there will be churches planted all over and the gospel of Jesus will reach many lives. We pray for salvations, the baptisms in water, and we just pray for lives to be transformed and renewed. And if there is any area that needs a recovery group, a place where people can go and be set free from addictions and learn how to stay free, we pray that those would rise up as well. In Jesus' mighty name.